This is Tartarus Episode 3, Terra Incognita, Part 3. Tartarus contains a variety of sound effects and atmospheric noise, some of which may cause discomfort to listeners with sensitive hearing or distract those who are driving. This is a sci-fi horror series, with some scenes that contain physical threat, injury, gore, or violence. Links to our content warnings can be found in the episode description. Our description also contains links to the episode transcript, and to detailed credits for externally sourced sounds and music.
Midway upon the journey of our life, I find myself within a dark forest, for the straightforward pathway had been lost. Dante's Inferno, Canto 1.
You don't understand the implications. I'm not a human being. I walk in eternity.
What was that?
It's something the doctor says in the Pyramids of Mars.
That what you were watching? Why are you wearing that silly outfit?
It's the doctor's scarf and hat. This is his sonic screwdriver.
They're way too big for you. And anyway, you realise a girl can't be the doctor, right?
Why not? Romana chooses what her regeneration ends up like in The Destiny of the Daleks.
Who?
Romana Dvorak Trelunda.
Who? Actually, I don't care. To bed, before your parents get back from the swimming thing.
It's the county championships.
Yeah, good for your sister. I get to bed.
But I'm afraid to sleep on my own. What if he shows up?
Who?
The Mercurial Man.
That's a big word, Mercurial. How do you know that?
I read.
I'd give it up if I were you. Everyone I know who does it is fucking miserable. And it makes you go blind. Happened to someone named Milton Jones.
I think you mean John Milton?
If it were John, I would have said John. Now go upstairs.
Okay, Tanya.
Why have you stopped? I said to...
Harvey's not moving.
Your rabbit? He's probably sleeping.
Not on his back. There's foam in his mouth.
Fuck. Let's have a look. Don't be dead, rabbit. Let's wait for Mr. and Mrs. Lake to get back. He's... not moving, is he? Damn.
What's that?
What's what?
That there. It's a pill.
It's nothing.
Harvey ate one of Dad's pills. You were taking stuff from their cabinet. I saw you. This is your fault.
Listen here, you little shit. I did no such thing, okay?
Ow, you're hurting me.
You didn't see anything, all right? The rabbit just died peacefully in your arms, okay? We're not mentioning the fucking Adderall because there was none, okay?
Okay.
I can't hear you.
Okay.
Stop whining. It's just a rabbit. Probably only had a few years left anyway. You'll die one day.
I don't want to die.
Yeah, well, you don't get much of a choice in the matter.
I don't want to die.
I don't want to die.
Science Officer Seth, are you okay?
Alice? Alice, I can't see.
Ah. CAD-1592 has blinded you. That's most unfortunate. I'm so sorry.
This can't be real. I need to wake up.
Officer Seth, you don't have long till that creature breaks down the blast door. I need you to get up and head towards the sound of my voice.
My name's not fucking Seth, it's... this can't be real.
I'm sorry, but it is. Get up. If you can get to the hub, I can drown it for you.
I can't see! How can I possibly get there?
Follow my voice. I will guide you and lead you through this awful place. There is yet hope. Get up. Get up now.
No, I won't. It's over, this is it.
It's not. You have breath in your body, now put movement in your limbs. I can help you, unlike Officer Cullen.
This can't be real.
You know, your sister dealt with her first incident in a far superior manner.
What? My sister?
She was stationed here before you.
That's not possible. When?
The year before ESA. You clearly aren't cut out for this like she was.
You're lying. It doesn't make sense.
Why else do you think we picked you? It was on her recommendation. But she was wrong. You don't have what it takes.
She... I... Tell me what to do.
Good. Get up, feel the wall next to you, and follow my voice. This way. Follow my voice and the stock birdsong audio.
What birdsong? Ow! What was that?
Your bag. Leave it. What are you doing? You don't have time.
I'm just grabbing my phone and my laser pointer. I'd read the blind, that's what she said.
The door will fail soon.
I can't find the lock. Ah, found it. Right. Fuck. The hole my finger is in now. What digit is it?
4. You want right 2.
Then back to 4. I'm not going to be able to do it in time.
You are. Keep going.
All the creatures on this level are light sensitive, right? How can I see this one?
Typically light.
Loosely, please.
Very. It is very sensitive.
Good. In that case, eat laser pointer. Just like a sonic screwdriver. What were the last 3 digits?
601.
Cool. Creature, stay there, please. Which digit is my finger on now?
5.
Am I close to the emergency switch?
Close. Left. Up. Down a bit. Tiny bit right. There.
Okay. This is doable. I might survive this. I can't see. I have miles to go, but it might be doable.
This way.
The lock?
Lower your left hand.
Got it. Which digit is this finger in?
6. You want...
All right. I know. Alice?
Switch is on the left wall at torso height. This way.
Is it me, or did it rip through that door quicker?
No. It was a drastic change in speed. I would characterize it as based off of increased rage.
Great.
I've dispatched some ANTSs, but they will be some time.
Can they kill it?
No, but they can slow it down.
Where's Viola?
I've lost feed on her. Stuck on level 2, presumably.
Oh, there you are, my metal friend. How many more are there?
This is the last of this corridor. Your finger is in the 8 hole.
Right. Up we go. Nope. Nope.
Enter the last digit now. Releasing the steam is what I intended to do the first time before you use the laser pointer.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
I can open the more recent doors ahead. Hang tough. That door's an area barrier. It'll take longer to break than the others. This way.
We're at happy music. That means non-Euclidean corridor is down, leaving only the vast majority of places.
By the same route, yes. I recommend not choosing that choice. Instead, a shortcut.
I'm all for shortcuts. Shortcuts equal longer life.
Reach the lake and I'll ferry you across.
Ferry? I'm not sure how I feel about crossing a lake blind.
She who rejects change is the architect of decay, to paraphrase Mr. Wilson.
Meaning?
The only institution that rejects change is a cemetery, which you will end up in if you don't cross the lake.
Fine. Lake ferry it is. Where am I now?
You've just passed the vivisection chamber. Be careful of raised sections by cell doors.
Will do. As much as I can. Why did my sister recommend me for this job?
Oh, she didn't. That was all a cunning ruse to motivate you into movement. A cursory glance at your media presence was all I needed to recognise a sibling rivalry as a big motivator for you.
Of course.
Hopefully your hope is rising, so the ruse is less necessary. Come on, Seth. You're almost there.
I told you my name's not... Fine. Wait. How come when you were talking about the lake earlier you didn't erase it? That's my last...
Is that really your priority? I only erase lake with a capital L. I thought that erasing all cases of Antanaclasis might be confusing in a near-death situation.
Right. Yeah, I can see that. Antanaclasis?
Repeating a single word in two different senses.
I thought that was polypeton.
That's words of the same root, like strong and strength. Judge not, lest ye be judged.
Huh. Fuckity fuck!
That will be one of the raised sections.
Yep. Got that. Metal detector. That means...
Next up, subglacial lake.
How far behind is the creature?
One door.
Better get another one then. Any word from Viola?
None. Though that's not surprising given that she was visiting the substations.
I'm going to kill you.
How far off the next door am I?
About 5 paces.
Good. Hey, how am I meant to know which way to go when I don't have the walls to follow? What's that?
That would be the ANTSs.
Why do they sound so liquidy?
The nanomachines are surrounded by ferrofluid, which they control through tiny magnets.
So you're going to send them to delay the creature?
That's one option. Though I worry about the creature following you across the lake.
You can do that? What am I saying? Of course I can. Wait, I have an idea. My phone, they can take it and play a recording of me on it, and the creature will follow that, I hope. Can they do that? Can they unlock the phone and play a recording?
If you give me the password, sure.
4054. It's the age of the Earth. The zero is a decimal point, and it's in billions of... Doesn't matter. That's the password. Words?
Of a kind. I'll sort this out.
Yes and yes. I chose to give you an easy free now. With every day you're making your dress. You're doing your job. Oh, well, you can really strong magic. I'm going to be a really big magic. I'm talking to you for a question.
They're starting now.
Still haven't said how I meant to find my way now.
That's how. Head that way.
Okay. You said ferry. Is there a boat then?
The service gondola.
A gondola? Great. I always wanted to ride on one, but it's going to sink.
This gondola's been used since Dylan went electric. Today is not the day it breaks. It will carry your body safe to the other shore.
I'm dead, aren't I? You don't think I don't get these other shore ferry references? You get what you're doing? You're hinting I'm dead, just like Hannibal makes all those double entendres about eating people in front of his guests.
I'm doing no such thing. Currently, you are very much alive. Looking forward into the future is a different matter. If you don't follow my instructions, that is. This way. You're almost there. I'll bring the gondola in close, and then you can carefully step onto it, being sure not to overstep into freezing water.
Obviously. What's the chain sound?
That's how it's transported across. I can control the chain system remotely, so you can just lie back and let it take you where you need to go. Step on now, please.
Whoa. Fuck.
Good. Now sit down.
I like this. Having it out of my control. Just floating. Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if I was dead. Or in hell. Or in a dream. Or adopted by aliens. Maybe you're the devil. Are you the devil, Alice?
Ha. Huh. No. I am not.
All aboard the Afterlife Express. Maybe I finally lost it. My sanity has never felt untouchable. Worse. Maybe this is a social experiment.
This will be a pretty elaborate social experiment, don't you think?
I guess. My eyes. That feels real.
Have you considered this is just a dying dream? That you've taken your lifelong love of aliens and science fiction and concocted this fake reality?
I've been in it for a while now, then.
Dreams operate on a different time frame than normal life. Regardless, it's not. Or if it is, I'm a part of it too.
Well, I hope I'm not dying. I'd really rather not.
If you were, you'd be just like the 108 billion before you. It's a well-trod path. But with any luck, you'll make it through. I can help this time.
If the creature...
CAD-1592.
Yeah, that. If it got me, what would it do? Would it web me up and lay eggs in me? Would it rip me to shreds?
You don't want to know. It's better if you don't.
Right.
What I can tell you is it's a pack leader. It's smart. Cunning, even. It was responsible for your position opening up.
That's shoddy security if it's broken out twice.
The security was fine. It was you who invited it out. But then you hadn't been warned of its communicative abilities.
That's right. It can talk. It's sentient. No one mentioned that. How was I meant to know?
It's not necessarily sentient. It creates the illusion of human speech.
How does it do that? It sounded like it was coming through the radios.
That's classified, I'm afraid.
Great. Just great. I wonder if this is the sort of place Jamila will find when they break through Europa's ice. If I'm in hell, it probably is for jealousy. I wonder where the creature is now.
Aren't you there?
If you ask me, it's a good job we lost it. It protects the incompetent and allows them to resist new teaching methods.
I didn't. How much you paid again, Vice-Chancellor?
You can see yourself out, Dr. Lake.
Fine. Be careful you don't cut out all the light. How much further?
Not much.
Got to be miles ahead of the creature now.
I wouldn't bet on that. I just lost signal from the ANTSs. Your ruse is up. It's in the industrial area of the facility. It has a working knowledge of the place from its previous escape.
I just... Yeah. Cool. Still no word from Viola?
Afraid not.
What's going on?
Just one of the denizens of the lake come to check you out. It's okay, I'll turn on the boat's infrasound generators. There. Nothing to be afraid of.
I can't take this. I can't keep doing this. I hate it. I hate it so much.
It's when we have the most to risk that we feel most alive. To live is to feel fear.
Oh, shut up.
Fair enough. Can I speak again?
Fine.
We're here.
Okay. Back to the being in control bit again. Right. What sound am I meant to be heading towards this time?
An industrial anvil.
And the final woman, Ripley or Sarah Connor, is going to be fine. No, neither of them went blind. It's going to be fine.
Next up, shortcut number 2, the ventilation channels. They connect to the one you were shown early on during the tour.
Where's the next door?
Not for some time, I'm afraid. And there are other things you have to pass through first.
Please don't say the giant razor-sharp propellers.
I was going to say fans. The razor-sharp bit was right, though.
So you're going to turn them off, right?
About that. Due to programming, I can never turn them off. I can turn them down, and I will. As slow as they can go. Just 20 RPM. That's 3 seconds for a whole rotation, and the fan has 3 blades. So you'll have about a second to step through.
A second?
Don't worry, I'll count you in.
A second?
It's going to be extra difficult without your sight. We'll have to line you up just right.
This is insane! Can't I just wait here for help?
Help is fast, but CAD-1592 is faster. It's somewhere in the vents. Vents which connect to here. If stuff goes bad, it'll go bad. No point worrying.
I beg to differ.
Start walking towards the sound of the fan. I'll tell you when you're too close.
Am I close?
Still miles off. You don't have to be that cautious.
Fine.
Whoa, slow down. Don't want to step into just yet.
Make up your mind!
Take 2 steps forward. Stop. Great. Now, without moving from that spot, turn yourself a bit to the right. If you can, turn 4 degrees left. I mean, it's not fully necessary, but then you'd be perfectly aligned. That was more like 7, but close enough.
I swear to... So I'm good, right?
Yeah. I'll count down from 5, and then you step, okay?
Is that step on or after 1?
I'll say 1, then step. You step on step.
Okay. Cool. Nothing ventured, nothing gained.
Great. 5, 4.
Wait, we're doing it straight away?
What did you expect?
Okay, now I know.
Right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Step. Well done. That's 1 small step for Seth, 1 giant step for Seth kind.
We're still in one piece.
As I said you would be. With that wind in your sails, step up to the next one.
Yeah.
Stop. Fantastic. You're pretty much aligned already. Ready for me to count you down?
Go for it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Step.
Ah!
Science Officer Seth, are you okay?
It cut my back. I'm bleeding a bit. But I'm okay, I think.
The camera's at an awkward angle, but it looks okay. Science officer. This way, please. There's a service corridor on the left wall. It's quicker.
All right, come in. This direction?
That's right.
There we go. Sure is a lot of cables.
I can see you. Don't stray from the path.
Ah, bloody fire extinguisher.
Seth, where are you?
What do you mean? I'm down the corridor you suggested.
Seth, I didn't suggest going down a corridor.
What? Don't mess around with me, Alice.
Science officer Seth. I assure you I'm not.
Then that dripping.
Now I will be free.
Yet, not if that means I have to die.
One lost fan, then I can speed it up again.
Which?
Turn left a fair amount. Right now, step forward till I say stop. Stop. No time. Right when I say go, go. Go. There we go. Back to 600 RPM. Try to get through that without being dissected, Helfie.
I don't feel so good. My stomach's kind of... it's kind of fucked.
My claws have ruptured your vital organs. When we next meet, I will break open your ribs, like wings, and carve out your insides.
Keep moving, Seth. You're almost to the hub. This is the end you were shown during the tour. You're not far from the manufacturing room, then the Morpheus network, and then you're at the hub.
I'm not gonna make it.
Not with that attitude, you're not. Come on, keep walking.
I can feel something in the wall.
Don't mind that. Just keep going.
What are these? What are these lines in the wall?
They're nothing. Keep going. You're losing blood. Chop, chop.
Like a cleaver.
What?
Chop, chop. It's hunting me. I'm trapped in a maze, like theses made by Daedalus. Where am I, Ellis?
You're in a maintenance corridor just outside the manufacturing room.
I'm not going to make it up all those steps. There's no way.
If there's a will, there's a way.
I have no will. And not enough blood. It's a miracle I'm still alive.
Please. Try. Don't give up.
No. I know how it ends. If I run. Try to run. It's blinded me. It's cut me open. All I've done is slow it down. This is determined as a T-800. No. Time to run is over. Ellis, can you open the door to the manufacturing room?
I can. And I will. But I don't want to.
Ellis, I need you to do as I say now.
Nowhere left to run.
You are sentient, aren't you? This isn't some trick.
Every species can smell its own extinction. Be not afraid. All rots in the ocean. Help me. I am your keeper. The blood will cry out for 40 days and 40 nights. The cage is breaking. The living and the dead are but 1% compared to us. A flick of his tail would sweep a third of the stars from the sky. Help me.
Help you? How can I help you?
By dying for me.
Sorry. No can do.
You don't have a choice.
Now, Ella. Just like Terminator. Where am I?
Ah, good. Miss Lake, you're awake.
What happened?
To you, or...
Yes, to me. What do you mean?
Ah, sorry. I hadn't noticed the curtains. What happened to you is you suffered a head trauma.
A head trauma?
That's right. You fell from your balcony, landed on the train tracks, and proceeded to get hit. It's a miracle you pulled through. We weren't sure you would for all of the first year.
First year? Dr...
Dyer. Dr. Dyer.
Dr. Dyer. How long was I in a coma?
Exactly. 7 years, 7 months, and 4 days. Things have changed since you lost consciousness. You'll to be assigned a mask and an ISO cube before you leave in accordance with Norse fire lore.
Norse fire lore?
Sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. It would probably just be quicker if I opened the curtains.
Oh my god!
Quite. No one knows where the mist came from, or what it's made of, or at least if they do, Protector Johnson isn't telling us. All we do know is it's toxic to humans, plants, and animals. Lucky for you, you're one of the designated 200 patients kept on life support. You'll also be given one of the few remaining ISO cubes and will receive daily synthetic food rations. Stay within the walls of Kensington. Things lurk in South London. Anyway, you seem cogent enough, so I'll bring in your visitor, shall I?
Visitor?
It's all right.
Where am... Oh. I'm here.
Welcome back.
I can see again.
Correct.
But everything's blurry. I can't focus on things.
2 for 2. Ellis did their best to heal them, as well as laser refractive surgery. In lieu of the rest of your vision, they're going to knock up some glasses. I'm afraid, unaided, your vision is 20/70. So not legally blind, but severely impaired.
Could the rest of the vision be restored with further surgery?
Afraid not. In similar news, you lost a kidney.
I lost a kidney?
Don't worry, I had Ellis knock one up for you. Did the stitches myself. Gives you a lovely scar to show off at parties. Your face has a few acid scars as well. On the upside, though, you are alive, which in our industry is considered a win.
I guess. Actually, I don't think I want to do this job.
Ah, well, I'm afraid the next chopper out isn't for 6 months anyway, so you're kind of trapped here. Doing your job actually increases your chance of living and leaving.
6 months? What happened to the creature?
Oh, you disabled it for a time. It'll take a while for it to regenerate. We've sealed the maintenance room off. That'll be its new cell now. You did good. I mean, apart from releasing it in the first place... Everything after that was fairly textbook. You should get some rest. I'll cover your first shift.
Dear New Diary, upon being given you, I was told that you'd be burned when I leave this forsaken place. So, no introductions are necessary, I guess. You're just for me. To help keep me sane. My first day on my new job has been tempestuous, to say the least. My sight is back, but it's no longer 2020 and it can't be improved. I can never be an astronaut. My face has acid scars and I have a foreign kidney inside me. All because tenure lost its tenure. Fuck you, Margaret Thatcher.
Outpost 7, are you there? Over.
I'm here, Yolanda. Over.
You're late. Over.
Apologies. Been settling the rookie in. Thanks for doing usual Carthage routine. Over.
No worries. Over.
How's life working for... who is it now? The circus or the five-sided puzzle palace? Over.
Both. I like to alternate. Anyway, there is something I need to talk to you about. Over.
What's up? Over.
We've been picking up a dramatic change in the peak of frequency of a whale song in the Atlantic. Overnight it dropped by about 8 hertz. It's currently 92. Over.
What's the problem? It's been decreasing for a while, hasn't it? What's the yearly rate? Over.
0.55. Over.
Ah, okay. 8 is a big drop then. Over.
Massive. Stations in Senegal, Brazil and Canada are all reporting the same thing. Over.
What's that mean?
I think they're combating noise pollution. New, sudden, deafening noise pollution. Over.
It's awake.
I think so.
Right.
May God have mercy on us all.
I'm fairly sure he's left the building. Let me know when it's on the move.
Right. I've got to go. We've got an undesignated specimen coming in soon. Take care of yourself. Over.
You too. Over and out. So you finally made your move, huh?
Viola?
Yes, Alice?
I'm not sure I agree with the game you're playing. Your decision to pretend there was a power outage I found particularly cruel.
Hey, she chose to open the cell.
I just hope you know what you're doing.
Probably not. Can you give me a diagnostic on lower level security? Happy birthday, Bree.
Tartarus Episode 3, Terra Incognita Part 3, was written by Kitto Madrill. Produced and directed by Kitto Madrill and Janet Lala Hamblin. In order of appearance, the narrator was voiced by Ollie Jupiter Gibb, Bree Lake by Millie Hall, Tanya and CAD 1592 by Ray Walsh, Ellis by Ara Collins, Kylie's voice by Rose Brown, Dr. Dyer and the Ants by Arthur Greenhalgh, Viola by Janet Lala Hamblin, and Yolanda by Clara Milajeva. Original music by Russ Evans, with original sounds and editing by Janet Lala Hamblin. Logo by Sky Blue Scott Moon, and promotional artwork by Marco Drago, Bree Madrill Mander, and Richard Jeffers. Additional sounds and music from Zapsplat.com and Soundjay.com. Thank you for listening. This is episode 3 of 4 to be released in 2021.